And what are the spirits called that usually stay in those houses?
Spooks.
I see. And what do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
What do you call a black cat? I've got one of them. All I know.
Okay. What do people call a person who brings bad luck? They might say he's a regular... What? It's always bringing bad luck with it.
What do we call what it is now? I don't remember that what it is, Colonel.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, I ain't got me again. I don't know. Call them a bastard, I suppose.
I see. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker's parlor.
What do you call a box or case that a corpse is put in before it into burial?
Casket.
I see. What do you call the place where where dead people are buried?
Graveyard.
I see. What do you call flowing water that's smaller than a river?
Creek. Branch.
And what would you call it? One that's smaller than a creek.
A branch.
What do you call a flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Coast is all I know.
What do you call a pair of straps worn around the shoulders to support the trousers?
Galluses. I've got a pair right in there.
I see. What do you call an unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
It's called red gravy.
I see. What do you call the liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Wild hog.
I see. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Toe itch.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
And what do you call cheap whiskey?
Sorry whiskey.
I see. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Toy.
I see. Now this section, the next section, deals with word patterns.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I don't know what that is. I thought you were getting some of the history of the town or something like that. I don't see where we went through anything. It's in the account. Now, what is it for anyhow?
It's for a comparison between of the state of Georgia, the whole state. For instance, the term mantle, people don't use that in another part of the state. They use another word. And we use this kind of information to find out how the state was settled and things about the different regions of the state, different sections of the state. Like people in North Georgia are closer to people in Tennessee than they are to people in South Georgia because of just the different names they use. So we just want to find out things like that, you know.